like to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What'd the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the basement of the Nut House, down by the river, across the street from the water treatment plant in lovely Lawrence, Kansas. You are listening to Sunglasses After Dark. I'm your host, Nick. This is episode number 11. So, we're winging it this week. I literally have no set list planned. I have no idea what I'm going to play aside from the first song, and that's pretty much how the whole thing's going to go. So it'll be a bit of a hodgepodge. But I think it's going to be enjoyable. Our first track is from One Man Army's album Last Words Spoken, and this is Until Now.
Waste of time. time a premature goodbye. I watched you grow and seen you pass. Always knew it wouldn't last. Together now we mourn the loss and remember all the fun. We'll drink the beer and hang out where death took another son. So all for one and one for all, do we ever wonder why? Though the reason's clear, this friend so dear was taken before his time. So may this rock the other door from a nightmare with a toast and tell them no, you never share. So as we dance on the grave of a man's bed, raise your glass and sing the praise of a fallen soul. Of a falling soul. Sing the praise of a fallen soul. And sing the praise of a fallen soul.
Their EP Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Shit on their very own Police Records, a very clever title if there ever were one for a record label. That was the Pinkerton Thugs from Maine, of all places, with Murdered by the FBI. A couple of guys in that band ended up going on to the Unseen, which is why the Pinkerton Thugs no longer play, which is a damn shame. The Times by the Pinkerton Thugs is one of those songs I consider a lost punk classic, and you would do well to track down their both their albums that came out on Go-Kart. Before that, the Dropkick Murphys with Curse of a Fallen Soul. That is the original version off the Curse of a Fallen Soul 7-inch. Definitely superior to the version that ended up appearing on the Gangs All Here. Personal opinion, but I think it's got a little more punch to it. And we started everything off with One Man Army doing Until Now off of Last Word Spoken. Okay, next set. Oh, we're going to play some Civic Progress. Let's rock it. Single edit that was Fucked Up with a cover of Another Sunny Day's Anorak City. Before that, Warning Signs. That was by Cross Laws off their Ancient Rites EP. Cross Laws has broken up, but several of the members have gone on to form another band called Logic Problem, whom I saw open for the Shitty Limits last year. Not quite as good, but still bringing that sort of melodic, angry hardcore fairly well. And we started everything off with Civic Progress doing Straight Teeth off their Disposable EP. They're from St. Louis. I actually saw them open for Fucked Up a couple years ago when Fucked Up played a show at the Jackpot. Fantastic, fantastic band. Totally worth your time if you can go see them. They really never make it down this way, despite just being a straight shot down I-70. Then again, I never make it to St. Louis, so I guess that's really not fair. Alright, so next set, we're going to start it off with the Bad Luck Charms doing Rich Girl.
Friday night. with the one who dreams of the FRP. I believe I want my way, I want it now, I want my way. I don't care how me, I'm not stopping rude. I'm people afraid of me, I'm when I listen, when I'm with, when I hear what you say. Nothing's wrong, what a dream. It's taking over me, it's taking over me. Right, right, it's right, 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 it's all right, right, right.
Mentioned the Shitty Limits when I back announced that last set, and I figured I had to play them, and I had to play that song. That was Espionage from the single of the same name. Goddamn, that was like one of the best fucking singles of last year, if not of the past decade. That blows my mind every time I hear it. Before that, the Lower East Side Stitches with Id from their split with Electric Frankenstein. If ever there were a band that I miss seeing live, it would be the Lower East Side Stitches. I only saw them, what, two, maybe three times, and stellar. Saw them at the Bottleneck. They were supposed to play with Blank 77. Blank 77 never showed. Lower East Side Stitches headlined, played longer. I was drinking underage at, like, 19 and wasted. And, oh, one of the best shows I've ever been to. We started everything off with the Bad Luck Charms and their Rich Girl from the single of the same name on TKO Records. Like I said, this show is pretty much on the fly this week, and I think we're doing all right. Let's get back into it with the Riverboat Gamblers doing Wasting Time.
We'll be right back. taking my guys out of there.
I don't care about your video games, they're all the same. Don't care for your acid rain, how you sugar cane. Cause for me, Ratatouille is a rock band. Can't you see, Ratatouille is a rock band. We're along the wall, mean nothing to me. They say time has is all, I can't possibly be. Cause for me, Ratatouille is a rock band. Can't you see, Ratatouille is a rock band. She's a rock and roll fan, do you understand? She's a rock and roll fan, oh, you're the biggest fan. She's a rock and roll fan, we're the best of the band. We're gonna kick it out, kick it out, kick it out, kick it out, yeah.
I think it's safe to assume that Super Snaz really likes the Flamin' Groovies. They're named after the first Flamin' Groovies album, and Teenage Head, the song they did, is a cover of a song off the Flamin' Groovies second album. Big fans. That is from the Tales from Estrus Volume 2 compilation. Before that, Reality is a Rock Band by The Time Flies on Birdman Records. That is the original single version, a little rougher than what made it on to their later debut full length. But good. Good track. We started everything off with the Riverboat Gamblers doing Wasting Time off of their split with the Generators. That was part of Pirates Press. They did this box set with all these picture discs. And then, because you can't really play picture discs because they sound like shit, they reissued all of those on just like regular colored vinyl so you could buy them and listen to them and pay for the same records twice. So that's the only one I paid for. The rest, I can't really justify spending, after spending $25 on a box set, buying all five of those again at $5 a piece. So a little ridiculous. Okay, one more set left. I've been pulling a lot of my 80s music lately. I'm DJing a friend's wedding reception the last Friday of the month, and so I've been pulling all my 80s stuff, and so I've got all that sitting around, so I figured, what the hell, let's play a new wave set. And we're going to start it off with my favorite new wave 80s punk whatever band, Devo. This is Uncontrollable Urge.
Yeah, 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 yeah. buses only get as far. Sinking in at 2 a.m. Burning on your toes. So overconfident. You think that no one knows. And you hate me.
I am currently reading Kids of the Black Hole, which is a book that comes out this September about the Southern California punk scene. Therefore, what better way to close out this than with a classic LA punk band, The Dills. That was Mr. Big from the Saturday Night Pogo compilation on Rhino. Before that, Next to You by The Police off Outlandos de Amor. And we started everything off with Devo doing Uncontrollable Urge from Q, Are We Not Men? A, We Are Devo. Thanks again for listening. As always, tell your friends with record labels to send me stuff. You can find us each and every Thursday morning at rockstarjournalist.com. You can follow me at Nuthouse Punks on Twitter. And thanks again, and enjoy.